The topic of today's preaching is not forgiving will not be forgiven.
啊，这个题目是来自主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
And this comes from a parable told by Jesus.
所以让我们打开圣经马太福音第18章第21节到35节。
Please open your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 18, 21 through 35.
我这段经文有点长，所以我只是用中文来念，你们看英文的跟着一起看。
It will only be read in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
马太福音第18章21节。那时彼得近前来对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到7次可以吗？”耶稣说：“我对你说，不是7次，乃是70个7次。天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账，才算的时候，有人带了一个欠1000万银子的来，因为他没有什么偿还的之物。主人吩咐他和他妻子儿女并一切所有的都卖了赏还。那仆人就俯伏拜他说：主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴欠他10两银子，便揪作他说：击住他的喉咙说：你把所欠的还我。他的同伴就苦苦央求他说：宽容我吧，将来我必还清。他不肯，并去把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事告诉了主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说：你这个恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当联系你的同伴向我联系你吗？主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清他的所欠的债。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。而在我还没有探讨这个比喻之前
，Before we begin to study this parable。
我要跟大家分享两个真实的故事。
I want to share two real life story with you.
好，第一个故事是发生在德州的一间大学，就是 Texas A&M 大学。
The first one, it happened at Texas A&M.
那么一位年轻人，他的名字叫做 Bruce Goodrich.
There was this young man, his name was Bruce Goodrich.
然后他刚加入这个 Texas A&M 大学的军校不久。
He just joined the cadet corps at Texas A&M.
然后有一个晚上，他被强迫跑步。
And so one night he was forced to run.
那么直到他倒在地上。
He was running until he dropped.
那么之后他就没有起来了。
And then he never got up again.
那么这位年轻人在他还没有进大学之前就离开这个世界。
So this young man died before he even started college.
那么这件悲惨的事情发生了之后。
And after this tragedy,
那么 Bruce 的父亲就写了一封信给大学的行政。
Bruce's father wrote a letter to the administration.
老师们。
To the teachers.
学生的团体。
To the student body.
还有这个军校。
And also to the cadet corps.
那么在信里面他这么说。
And in the letter he said.
他说我要借助这个机会来向大学和大学的群体表达 你们对我们儿子的赏赐的同情和关心。
He said, I want to take this opportunity to express my appreciation, and your, care about my son.
然后军校给他的献礼。
The tribute given by the cadet corps.
我们深深地感到很激动。
And we are deeply touched.
我们特别感到欣慰。
And we are also, very confident.
那么虽然他在大学里面只不过是短短的时间。
Even though he was only at the university for a short time.
但是他在基督里的见证却没有落空。
But, the witness that he has given while he's there has not come to pass.
那么这位父亲继续地说。
And his father continued to say,
我希望这是一个安慰。
I hope this is a comfort.
那么让大家知道我们在这件事情上没有存有这个怀恨。
Just want to let all of you know that we did not harbor any ill will, with this incident.
我们知道我们的神不会做错的。
We know that our God will not do anything wrong.
Bruce 跟他的主有约。
Bruce had an appointment with his God, with his Lord.
他现在安定在天上。
He is settled down in heaven.
那么当这个问题被问起的时候。
And so when this was asked,
为什么这件事情会发生？
When people ask, why would this happen?
然后也许有人会回答说。
So maybe somebody would answer,
那么事情的发生是要人考虑到人离开世界之后在哪里度过一个永恒的生命。
The purpose of this happening is maybe to help people think where would they go after they die? Where would they spend eternity after they die?
第二个真实的故事。
The second, real life story.
那 Michelle 是出生在一个保守的家庭里面。
Michelle was born into a conservative family.
然后曾经在基督教的学校和大学上学。
She went to Christian schools for, school and college.
然后 Michelle 是一位长得漂亮的女孩。
Michelle is pretty.
人相当的友善。
She's very friendly.
但是有时候她会离开人情，自己孤独一个人，孤独的一个人。
But sometimes she would leave the crowd to be alone.
那么后来她跟一位男士叫做 Joe 结婚。
Later she married Joe.
Joe 他希望自己将来成为一个传道人。
Joe wants to be a preacher in the future.
但是 Joe 后来没有成为一位传道人。
But he never became a preacher.
因为 Michelle 不能够想象到自己的丈夫自己成为一个传道人的妻子。
Because Michelle cannot imagine herself being the wife of a preacher.
然后他们的婚姻也不稳定。
Their marriage, was on the rocks.
然后 Michelle 生长在一个高中等的一个家庭里面。
Michelle lived in the upper middle class.
然后享有一个舒适和物质丰富的生活。
She wants to live a comfortable, materialistic life.
然后基本上她不愿意让任何的事情使到她失去这个安全感。
Basically, she does not want anything that would rid her of, this sense of safety.
那么有一天 ，Michelle 听了一位牧师讲解主耶稣所说的这个比喻，也就是刚才我念那个比喻。
One day, Michelle heard the preaching of the parable that we just read.
然后过后他就对牧师说。
So later, she told the pastor.
然后你不知道我的父亲是怎么样的一个人。
She said, you don't know what kind of man my father is.
然后他是一个傲慢、要求很高的人。
He's overbearing and he wants a lot, require a lot.
他没有给我任何的自由。
He did not give me any kind of freedom.
消灭了我的创意。
And so that destroyed my creativity.
我的独立，我的期望。
My independence and my hope.
我不能饶恕他。
I cannot forgive him.
我永远不能够饶恕他。
I will never forgive him.
然后他慢慢的说，而且很小心的说。
And so she slowly and very carefully said,
我永远不会饶恕他。
I will never forgive him.
那么这位牧师听了没话可说。
This pastor heard this, he had nothing to say.
那么心里面感到非常的忧伤。
But he was very sad, saddened by it.
那么后来 Michelle 跟 Joe 离婚了。
So later Michelle and Joe divorced.
那么 Joe 跟这位牧师说。
Joe told this pastor.
那么自从那时候开始。
He said from that point on.
那么 Michelle 对教会还有属灵的事情就失去了兴趣。
Michelle has lost interest in spiritual thing and in anything about church.
那么她自己也不确定到底自己是不是一个基督徒。
She is doubting whether she is even a Christian.
只有神自己知道。
So only God will know.
所以马太福音第十八章第二十一节记载了彼得问主耶稣的一个问题。
So in Matthew 18 verse 21 recorded a question asked by Peter.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说主啊我弟兄得罪我我当饶恕他几次到七次可以吗
Then Peter came and said to him Lord how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him up to seven times
那么当时彼得跟主耶稣在一起的时间已经将近三年的时间
So at that time Peter has already spent almost 3 years withJesus.
那么很靠近主耶稣事工的尾声。
And it's getting close to the end of Jesus' ministry.
那么在这三年里面彼得学习了不少的功课。
And it's in these 3 years, Peter had learned a few lessons.
所以当主耶稣在马太福音第十六章第十五节 问门徒的时候。
So when Jesus asked the disciples in chapter 16 verse 15,
你们说我是谁
Whom do you say I am?
那么很快的彼得就回答说
And Peter answered quickly.
啊，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
You are the Christ, the eternal God.
那么当时主耶稣就对彼得说
And at that time, Jesus told Peter.
你是一个有福的人。
You are blessed.
啊，你这么说，因为神把这个启示指示给你。
You said it because God the Father has revealed this to you.
那可能彼得心里面感到很舒服。
So maybe Peter felt really good.
因为觉得自己有点了不起。
Because he thinks he's all right.
那么有时候有些学生跟老师在一起。
Sometimes when a bunch of students is with the teachers.
啊，觉得自己学到一点东西之后。
They may think, oh, after they have learned a few things from the teacher.
啊，很自然的就会问老师一些问题。
Very naturally, they will want to ask further questions.
那么可能彼得觉得自己已经学了不少。
And so maybe Peter thought he had already learned a bunch.
然后应当问主耶稣一个问题。
Should go ahead and ask Jesus a question.
所以他问了主耶稣一个问题，就是关于这个饶恕人的问题。
And so he asked this question of forgiveness.
所以彼得在这边说我弟兄得罪我我应当饶恕他几次到七次可以吗
So Peter asked Lord how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him up to seven times
因为彼得问这个问题的时候不是没有根据的、
It's not like Peter asked this question without a base.
因为当时的拉比有讨论过这个问题
Because the rabbi at that time had discussed this question.
所以彼得问这个问题可能要深入的理解到底什么真正是饶恕人。
So maybe Peter asked this to try to understand what is real forgiveness.
那么根据这个拉比 Joe Ben Judah 说。
So according to Rabbi, Joe Ben Judah.
他说如果一个弟兄得罪你一次。
He said if a brother, sinned against you.
饶恕他。
Forgive him.
啊、第二次饶恕他
Second time, forgive him
那么第三次饶恕他
Third time, forgive him、
啊、但是第四次不可以饶恕他
But the fourth time, do not forgive him
我相信彼得曾经听过这个拉比的说法
I'm sure Peter may have heard this rabbi's teaching.
所以当他问主耶稣这个问题的时候
So when he asked Jesus this question,
他说我兄弟得罪我我当饶恕他几次到七次可以吗
He said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?
那么可能彼得觉得拉比说的不够好
Maybe Peter thought that what the rabbi said was not good enough.
然后彼得觉得三次不够，应当要有七次。
So he thought maybe three times is not enough, maybe up to seven times.
啊，至少超过一倍。
At least double it.
啊，这个是彼得的标准。
That is Peter's standard.
那么可能彼得期望主耶稣的回答说。
So maybe Peter was hoping that Jesus would answer this way.
不需要七次，四到五次就可以了。
No need to go seven times, maybe four to five times.
那么人的意念通常都不是神的意念。
And often, how man's thought is not the same as how God thought.
所以主耶稣在十八章二十二节对彼得说。
And so, Jesus said in verse 22.
他说我对你说不是七次乃是七十个七次。
I do not say to you, up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
所以七十个七等于四百九十次。
So that 70 times seven means 490.
其实换句话说，从圣经的角度来看是无限的。
Actually, from the viewpoint of the Bible, it is unlimited.
所以彼得觉得饶恕人三次不够。
So Peter thought,To forgive someone three times is not enough.
应当要有至少要七次。
At least seven times.
比拉比所说的来得更好。
And it's better than what the rabbi taught.
但是我们是否有曾经好像彼得一样饶恕人饶恕到七次呢
？Have we ever forgive someone up to seven times?
所以彼得跟从耶稣三年的时间。
So Peter had followed Jesus for 3 years.
他只学到了这么多。
He had only learned so much.
还有很多的必须要学习。
There are so much to be learned.
那么同样的，我们无论我们认识主耶稣多久
，And similarly, no matter how long we have come to know Jesus,
还有很多很多的必须要学习。
There is still a lot to be learned.
那么既然彼得问了这个问题
，So since Peter asked this question,
所以主耶稣就说了一个比喻。
The Lord Jesus told this parable.
那么这个比喻就描述到一位王向他的仆人算账。
And so this parable talk about a king coming to get the ledger from the servants.
因为他欠了王一万银子。
Because he had owed the king 10,000 talents.
我不晓得为什么中文圣经把它翻译成一千万。
I do not know why in the Chinese translation it says 1 million talents.
10 million.
10 million.
所以我就用一万银子到按照英文圣经哦。
So I use 10,000 is because it's according to the English translation.
无论如何是一笔很大的债务。
No matter what, it is a huge amount.
那么银子是金银或者铜的重量。
So when it says talents, it's referring to either gold, silver, or copper. It's the weight.
那么大约是60到90磅。
It's about 60 to 90 pounds.
所以一万银子的重量大约是204公吨。
So 10,000 talents is about the weight of, it is about 240 metric tons.
所以一个银子的话等于6000个 denarii.
So one talent equals to 6,000 denarii.
那么一万个银子等于6000万个 denarii.
And so 10,000 talents equals to 60 million denarii.
然后换句话说，这个仆人所欠的债一共是6000万个 denarii。
And so, in other words, what this servant owe is 60 million denarii.
啊，好了，你不知道什么是 denarii 是吗
？So you don't know what denarii is.
那么 denarii 是当时一个劳工一天的工资，一个 denarii。
So one denarii at that time equals to one day's wage.
所以，因此一个劳工必须要用16万4千年的工才能够还清这个债。
So in other words, the servant needs to work 164,000 years before he can repay everything.
所以你可以想象下这个债务是多么的大。
So you can imagine how huge this debt is.
然后债务在这个第一世纪的巴勒斯坦是一个很大的问题。
So debt in the first century Palestine is a very big problem.
啊，不是因为人在他们所花费的不是超过他们所能的。
And it's not because people were living beyond the means.
而是因为穷人当时不够穿不够吃。
It is because the poor at that time don't have enough to eat or wear.
必须借钱来维持自己的生活。
So they have to borrow money to maintain their living.
但是这个欠债的人不同。
The servant is different.
他不是一个穷人。
He was not a poor person.
他所欠的债说明他是一个做官的。
The amount of debt that he had shows us that he is probably an officer.
不是一个仆人。
He is not a servant.
因为做仆人不会欠别人这么多钱。
Because to be a servant slave will not allow you to have that huge of a debt.
他可以说是一个省里的一个统治者。
So he may be a provincial governor.
无论如何，他所欠的债是非常的大，没有办法还清。
No matter what, the debt that he owes is so big that he will not be able to repay.
那么在比喻里面讲到，既然他不能够付这笔债。
So in the Bible it says, even though he cannot pay,
然后王就把他的妻子孩子作为奴仆来变卖。
So the king sold his wife, his children to be slaves.
把他所有的财产都卖掉。
And he also sold all of his possessions.
那么用来还这笔债。
In order to pay part of the debt.
所以在18章26节，那仆人就俯伏在拜他说，主啊，宽容我将来我都要还清。
So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything."
然后事实上他没有办法还清这笔债。
And in actuality, he will never be able to repay.
因为这笔债务实在是太大了。
Because the debt is so big.
但是圣经里面这个比喻告诉我们，王免了他的债。
But in this parable, the Bible told us the king then got rid of his debt.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
And the lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt.
所以王免了他的债之后不久。
So shortly after the king had forgave him of his debt.
然后他遇见一个欠他100 denarii 的一个仆人。
Then he met a servant who owed him 100 denarii.
那么刚才我说过，一个劳工一天的工资是一个 denarii.
Just now I said one denarii equals to one day's wage.
所以100 denarii 的话，等于1年1/3的年金。
And so 100 denarii means he owed a third of a yearly wage.
然后假设以今天的劳工的工资来计算的话。
So if we want to calculate with today's wage.
一年，比如说一年的年薪是25,000块的话。
For example, if the yearly wage is 25,000.
然后1/3是大约是8,000块钱。
One third of that is around 8,000.
八千块钱或者100 denarii 是不少的钱。
8,000 or 100 denarii is not a small amount.
但是跟欠王的那个债没有的比。
But you cannot compare with the debt that he owed the king.
好像我们说小巫见大巫一样。Like a little guy saw a giant or something like that. 但是圣经这么说,
but the Bible said,
他便就着他, 揪着他, 然后掐住他的喉咙, 说, 你把我现在带还我。
He seized him and began to choke him, saying, pay back what you owe.
他的同伴就苦苦央求他说, 宽容我吧, 将来我必还清。
So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, have patience with me, and I will repay you.
他不肯进去把他下在监里等他还了所欠的债。
But he was unwilling and went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what was owed.
所以我们看到这个仆人不肯原谅这个人的债。
So we can see that he refused to forgive the debt of his fellow slave.
王免了他这么大的一笔债。
The king has forgiven him his huge amount.
但是他却不能够免这个同伴这笔债。
And yet he cannot forgive his fellow slave's debt.
而把他下在监狱里面。
And he threw him in prison.
因此王就交给掌刑的。
And so the king put him with the
authority.
Authority.
把他关在监狱里面，等他还清这笔债。
So threw him in prison until he can repay all the debt.
但是这么大的笔债，他是永远不能够还清的。
But with such huge amount of debt, he will never be able to repay.
所以到目前为止。
So up to now.
然后彼得所问那个问题，可能好像有些答案。
The question that Peter had asked seems like there is a little bit of answer there.
但是主耶稣的教导还没有结束。
But Jesus has not finished teaching yet.
其实整个比喻，整段经文里面那个重点是在第35节。
But the main point of the whole parable, of the whole scripture or passage is in verse 35.
也就是你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。My
heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart.
那么从这节经文里面，我们看到这个王是指父神。And
from the scripture, the king is referring to heavenly Father.
门徒应当明白，因为在拉比的比喻里面。
The disciples should understand because in the parable of the rabbi,
然后王经常都被看为是父神。
King is often referred to as the heavenly father.
很明显的，仆人是代表世上的人。
And very obviously, the slaves are referring to people on earth.
那些可以跟随耶稣基督的基督徒。
The people, the Christian who are following Jesus Christ.
然后根据这节经文说, 如果我们不饶恕别人的罪过的话,
And so according to this verse, if we do not forgive others,
父神也不会饶恕我们的罪过,
then the Heavenly Father will not forgive us of our sins.
如果父神不饶恕我们的罪过的话, 将会带来很严重的一个后果。
And if the Heavenly Father does not forgive our sins, then it's going to bring forth a very serious consequence.
所以根据这个比喻，这个仆人不愿意饶恕这个同伴的这笔债。
So according to the parable, when this slave refused to forgive his fellow slave,
而把他的同伴下在监狱里面,
and he threw his fellow slave in prison.
我们当然我们想到这个 这个监牢的时候,
and so when we think about prison,
在圣经里面通常监狱是指这个地狱,
and in the Bible often prison is referring to hell.
然后上个星期我谈到这个财主跟拉撒路的比喻,
last week I talked about the wealthy man and Lazarus,
有讲到这个地狱的景况,
and we talk about the situation in hell.
因为地狱就是人跟神隔绝的一个地方。
Because hell is the place where man is separated from God.
一个永永远远在那边受苦的一个地方。
And it is eternal, a place of eternal suffering.
所以在主耶稣在这个登山宝训的教导当中也提到这件事情。
And Jesus actually mentioned this in his teaching from the Mount.
所以他说你们饶恕人的过犯你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也不必不饶恕你们的过犯。
But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions.
你知道如果天父不饶恕我们的过犯的意思是什么？
Do you know what it means when it says the Father will not forgive you of your transgressions?
他的意思就是说根本一个人就不得救。
What it means is then the person is not saved.
所以在马太福音第七章二十一节到二十三节主耶稣说了这些话。
And so Jesus said these in Matthew 7 verse 21 to 23.
他说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能吗？
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord,Did we not prophesy in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?
我就明明告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
我请注意在这里，耶稣说，耶稣没有说，我已经不认识你们了。
Please pay attention here. Jesus did not say, I don't know you guys.
而是说我从来不认识你。
He said, I never knew you.
所以在教会的圈子里面有不少的人认为自己是基督徒。
So in a church, a lot of people think they are Christian.
但又不听神的话语。
But yet they don't listen to God's word.
也不遵行神的天父的旨意。
They don't follow God's will.
那么对于这些人来说，主耶稣说：“我从来不认识你们。”
And to these people, Jesus said, "I never knew you."
那是的，有时候有些人说自己是基督徒。
Yeah, sometimes people say, "Oh, they are Christian."
那么但心里面对某某人却存着这个怀恨和这个苦毒。
But yet in their heart, they still have hatred and bitterness to someone.
不肯饶恕别人的过犯。
Refuse to forgive.
那么这些人，主耶稣说。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们。
To these people, Jesus said, My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart.
所以这些经文说，如果你们不饶恕弟兄，天父也不会饶恕你。
So here it says, Our heavenly Father will notforgive you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
如果天父不饶恕一个人的话，等于他不得救。
If Heavenly Father does not forgive a person, it means that he is not saved.
那么这些人将会面对这个审判。
And these people will face the final judgment.
因为他不肯饶恕别人的过犯。
Because he refused to forgive other people.
那么一个得救的人生命是一个有改变的人。
The life of a saved person is a life of change.
那么他的心已经被改变了。
His heart has already been changed.
不应当存有任何的怀恨或者苦毒。
Their heart should not harvest hatred and bitterness.
那么随时的都愿意饶恕别人的过犯。
Should be ready to forgive anytime.
不只是七次主耶稣说七十个七次。
Not only seven times, but 70 times seven.
换句话说是没有限度的。
In another words, it's limitless.
你知道圣经里面，特别在旧约圣经里面谈到天父是蛮有怜悯恩典和慈爱的神。
In the Old Testament especially, it talks about how the Heavenly Father is full of mercy and love.
诗篇103篇第八节到第十节这么说。
In Psalms 103 verses 8 to 10.
他说耶和华有怜悯有恩典不轻易发怒且有丰盛的慈爱。
The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness.
他不长久责备也不永远怀怒。
He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him.
东离西多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
那么神在十字架，借着主耶稣在十字架上所成就的事，我们不能够想象的。
We cannot imagine what God has accomplished through Jesus on the cross.
那么神所付上这么的代价来饶恕我们。
God has paid such a huge price to forgive us.
因此主耶稣，我们应当饶恕别人的过犯。
And so we should forgive others also.
我们所付上的跟神所付上的一点都没有的比。
What we pay as a price compared to what God pays as a price is comparable.
所以我们付上的不算的什么。
So what we pay as a price is cannot be mentioned.
那么因此我们应当饶恕一个曾经得罪我们的人。
So we should forgive people who have sinned against us.
我在你的生命中是否有一些人不能够，你不能够饶恕的呢？
Are there people in your life that you cannot forgive?
因为他给你的伤害实在是太大了。
Because he hurt you too much?
那如果是的话，我要求我盼望你思考主耶稣所说的这个比喻。
If it is, then I want you to think about this parable told by our Lord Jesus.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use a little time to meditate on today's message.
让我们思想一下主耶稣在十字架上所付上的。
Let us remember what Jesus have accomplished or what he paid on the cross.
神把他最宝贵的赐给我们。
God has given us His most precious.
也就是耶稣死在十字架上。
And it is for Jesus to die on a cross.
以致我们的罪得到赦免。
So that our sins may be forgiven.
而因此我们应当随时随地的能够赦免别人的过犯。
And therefore we should always be ready to forgive others.
因为我们所能够做的跟神所做的一点都没有的比。
Because we cannot compare what we can do to what God had done.
让我们听这个比喻的教导。
Let us listen to the teaching of this parable.
让我们遵循天父的旨意。
Let us live according to God's will.
让我们谦卑在神的面前来顺服他。
And let us humble ourselves before God and to obey Him.
天父求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Heavenly Father.
帮助我们这些软弱的人。
Help us who are weak.
能够顺服在你的旨意之下。
So that we can obey your will.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.